Thank you, and thank you again for your very warm welcome and fellowship. It's a tremendous gift to be together with those elect from every nation.
我何等的感谢主，谢谢大家这样热诚的来邀请我接待我。我们能够主能够从各族各国招人来，是何等的美的事。
Here we are in HCA, just a small microcosm of that vast church of God throughout the world today.
今天我们在这里的聚集，就是将来那样伟大的聚集的一个小影。
What the United Nations cannot do, what the politicians cannot do, the Lord has done for us by uniting us by one spirit in one faith.
联合国不能做的事， 许多政治家不能做的事， 在主里面， 他却觉得一个信把我们都联络在一起。
I don't know whether you have little birds in Texas that we have in the Western world. Wren, do you have the wren here? It's only a small, very small bird.
我不晓得在德州有没有一种鸟， 在我们在英国有的是一种小小的鸟。
And the Lord Jesus, when he was teaching his disciples how to graduate as theologians, he told them to study birds.
当主来教导门徒关于天国的事，他也跟他们讲说，要你们来看那个天上的飞鸟。
So if you want to become a very good theologian, study the birds.
你要成为很好的神学家的话，你来研究鸟。
And just a few years ago, in our garden in London, we had a little wren.
在几年以前，在我们的花园里面，我们有一个很小的一个鸟叫 wren.
Now the wren, though he's very small, is a very wise bird.
虽然这鸟很小，但是它非常的聪明。
When he wants to set up a wife and a home, he makes 5 different nests.
当他要成立一个家的时候，他就筑了5个巢。
And when he has built these 5 different nests, he starts to sing and call up for his lover.
当他把这个5个巢筑好以后，他就开始唱歌来找他的爱人。
And when she responds to his love song, he takes her to where these 5 nests have been built.
当这个母的鸟来回应的时候，那这个公的鸟就带它到这个5个巢里面来看它的反应。
He's a clever guy. He knows the one that he wants to have for himself.
那这只公的鸟很聪明，它知道哪一个巢是它自己要的。
So he makes that a very beautiful nest, very cozy, and the other ones with only just bits of wood and scraps.
所以他心里面想要的这个巢，他就把它弄得很舒适，很美丽，其他的就是随便弄一弄。
So she will choose the one that he wants.
所以这只母的鸟，它就会来选这个巢，是这个公的鸟希望要的。
I watched this happen in my garden.
我看到这件事情发生在我家的花园。
But you know, it reveals something of the very heart and nature of God.
但是这个好像就来表明神心里面的意念。
God is a builder.
神是建造者。
And the very nature of man and the very nature of animals is to build.
人或者一般动物的一个本性就是要建造。
To build some form of a dwelling place.
要建造一个居住的地方。
In some parts of the world, it's very simple with just a few pieces of cloth or sacking and a few leaves.
在这世界的有些地方，他们居住的地方非常简单，也许就是几块布或者几片叶子。
But of course, here in the Western world, we have these wonderful mansions and palaces and grand buildings.
但在西方的世界，我们有很好、很宏伟的建筑，有些宫殿很美、很大的建筑物。
I've always been amazed at the work that's done in the Arabian Gulf, in the Gulf countries.
我看到在阿拉伯湾的地方的国家，他们的建筑常常很惊讶。
Where Bedouins that had spent most of their life in tents, they hadn't known anything like a building, now build themselves these huge, expensive, glorious palaces.
他们多数的人花整天整年的整是一生的时间居住在帐篷里面，可是却有却可以也可以建造这样宏伟的一个宫殿。
And the Emir of Kuwait, I remember going there, and there were, I think, 8 different palaces for his 8 different wives.
在科威特的王族的人，他我就去参观的时候，看到他们有那个这个人有八个宫殿，是为着他八个妻子。
Very expensive business.
是非常昂贵的。
But it does reveal a tremendous deal of what is basic in the work and nature of God.
但是他也显示出神他心里面想要做的事。
We saw something of that last night.
昨天晚上我们看了一些。
When the Lord Jesus declares very simply, very straight, his main purpose and plan.
当主耶稣非常简单、非常清楚的来告诉我们他的计划。
When he says, "I will build my church."
主说。我要建造我的教会
which of course is very very important that it's he who is the builder and he is the owner
主耶稣就是这建造者也是所有者
and God has called us together to work with him in the building of that house
主把我们都聚集在一起呼召我们一起来与他同工来建造
But then today he extends that thought a little further when in John chapter 14 he says, I go to prepare a place for you.
在约翰福音十四章主就引申了一点他说我去为你们预备地方。
Oh, that must be very wonderful.
哦，这是何等的美好
I can think of many wonderful houses that men have built for their partners, their wives.
我想到在地上有很多人为他们的妻子盖很多美丽的房子
to please them, to give them some sort of satisfaction.
要让这妻子高兴，让他们能够满意
But we go to a house.That is being prepared for by God Himself.
但是我们要去一个房子，是神亲自为我们预备。
And there is much in the Bible to tell us what that house is like.
在圣经里面有讲到很多关于这个房子的事。
How it is built.
是这个家是怎样被建造。
And how it functions.
它的功能是什么?
Now, one of my great privileges, one of the greatest gifts God gives me is to visit many, many different homes.
主给我的一个恩典就是让我可以来访问许多许多的家。
Small ones, big ones,
很小的或很大的。
Rich ones, poor ones,
有富足的，有贫穷的。
And they're all different.
每一个家都不一样。
Some, but they all reveal something of the character, the nature of the person who lives there.
但是呢，每一个家都反映出来住在这个人的主人的本质。
Some homes follow the perfect pattern of feng shui.
有些家他们是完全依照风水的观念来盖的。
Some are just like a jungle or a chaos.
有些家里面就像一个丛林一样，是充满着混乱。
Some have very fine curtains and linens. Others just have all kinds of rubbish.
有些有很好的窗帘，有很好的床单，有的呢只是一些垃圾。
But they reveal something of character and purpose.
但是就反映出主人的性情和他的目的。
Which is what we learn when we come to consider the house of God.
所以我们来看神的家，这就是我们一起来学习的。
We learn something of quality.
我们学习到这个品质的重要。
We learn something of perfect design.
我们知道设计的重要。
We learn something of the way God works, the method by which this is accomplished.
我们也学习神做事的方法，神怎样来建造这个家。
So back to the Bible, as I mentioned last night, how important it is that all our thinking, All our ideas are rooted in Holy Scripture, in what God says.
就像我昨天晚上交通的所有这些的思想都必须要生根从圣经出来。
And where am I going to turn for some kind of basis for this whole idea of God building His house?
我要想到神建造他的家，我们要看哪里呢？
And we together with him.
那我们如何与他一起建造呢？
Well, there is a very, very interesting little verse tucked away in the book of Proverbs.
有一节很有意思的圣经，它就在箴言里面。
I think you probably was expecting me going back to Leviticus or Deuteronomy or to Chronicles.
也许你会想我要交通立位记或生命记或者是历代志。
But I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs and chapter 24.
但是我要翻到你们翻到箴言24章。
And if you haven't noticed this before, you will be very surprised.
如果你以前没有注意这节圣经，你会非常的惊讶。
Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4.
箴言24章第三、第四节。
By wisdom, a house is built.
房屋因智慧建造。
That's point number one.
这是第一点。
Through understanding, it is established.
又因聪明立稳。
And through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures.
其中因知识充满各样美好、宝贵的财物。
There are three very important nouns there: the wisdom by which the house is built.
这有三个非常重要的名词，房屋因智慧而建造。
The understanding that is necessary to fit it all together.
又因聪明或者一个认识能够来立稳。
And the knowledge that is required to fill it out with all the beautiful and rare things that make it something of a beautiful place to live in.
有因知识充满各样美好的财物，这样让这房子成为非常美好。
Now, I want us to go over to the New Testament to have in our minds the New Testament balance to this particular verse.
那在新约里面也有讲到这一方面的经节。
And that we find in the letter to the Ephesians.
我们就看到记载在以弗所书。
Can't talk, you can't say anything about the house of God, the building, without turning to the letter to the Ephesians.
没有办法来讲到神的家、神的建造，而不看以弗所书。
And we start with chapter 2.
我们从第二章开始。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
In him.The whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
There are two key words there. One is that it is rising or growing.
这有两个关键的字。第一个就是成长。
It's a process.
渐渐的，是一个过程。
It's a purpose that is being fulfilled.
是神的目的得着完成。
Not complete yet.
还没有被完成。
Huge, huge area of the church, the building already in heaven.
那在天上那个神的建造是有很大的工作。
But while we are here together on earth, we are working together to become that dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
但我们在地上，我们可以被他建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So when people say, "Where do you go on Sundays?"
所以当有人问我说你礼拜天到哪里
I go to meet God
我就说我去来与神相会
I spend my Sundays with God the Lord
我花礼拜天的时间来与我的神在一起。
They may challenge you on that, but this is here what the Bible tells us. This is the place of my throne, says God. This is the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell among my people. That's Ezekiel.
在以西结书，神的讲说，这是我把我放在我的脚所踏之地，在这里我要有我的居所。
And then in chapter 4 that we shall refer to in connection with Proverbs verse 11
在第四章有讲到十一节里面这里是跟箴言讲的话是相关的
It was he who gave some to be apostles some to be prophets some to be evangelists some to be pastors and teachersTo prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
十一节他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
You know, they are mind-blowing words
这些是让我们的是很伟大的话
That we might reach the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们可以来达到神的儿子的身量。
That we might grow up, we might become mature, which those Corinthians never did.
我们可以成熟，而不像哥林多教会的圣徒一样。
That we might attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们可以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Not a little bit of him.
而不只是基督的一点点。
No, this is God's goal.
这是神的计划。
This is the very focal point of His work.
这是他所有工作的一个中心。
And it is possible.
这是可能的。
Most people read this and say, "Oh, that's idealism. That's not possible. That's not the real world."
有些人读了会觉得说这不可能，这只是一个理想，不是真实的。
But God doesn't set before us unreal targets, goals.
但是神从来不来设定一个不能达到的目标。
But he has made full provision for us to reach that goal of a dwelling place where he can be found.
神已经给我们所有的预备，叫我们可以达到这个目标，就是能够来成为一个居所，是他所要得着的。
So let us look at these three terms, wisdom,Understanding and knowledge.
所以我们来看这三个名词：智慧、聪明和知识。
First, it's a Trinity that reflects the Godhead.
这个就像三一神一样，来三件事情是一件。
Wisdom, well, that reflects something of the work of the Holy Spirit.
智慧就讲到圣灵的工作。
He is the Spirit of wisdom.
他是智慧的灵。
Wisdom comes from the Holy through the Holy Spirit.
智慧是从圣灵而来。
Understanding reflects something of the work of the Son.
聪明讲到子的工作。
He who became flesh and dwelt among us and understood us.
道成了肉身，身住在我们中间，他也能够
The Son is unique in the Godhead for understanding because He has a dimension that neither the Father nor the Spirit has.
子在一个很特殊的地位，因为他成为道成的肉身，所以他有认识，而是圣灵跟父是没有的。
And knowledge that is attributed to the Father.
知识是讲到父神。
Now, if you were to read or work through the book of Proverbs very carefully, you will find that this trilogy comes again and again. It begins in the very first chapter.
如果你仔细地读箴言，你就可以发现，这样三件事情放在一起，重复地提到。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Wisdom and discipline.
讲到智慧和训诲
understanding words of insight
分辨通达的言语
verse 4 knowledge and discretion to the young
第四节他说是少年人有知识和谋略
click over to chapter 2 you get here in verse 2 turn your ear to wisdom
在第二章第二节要侧耳听智慧
your heart to understanding
专心求聪明
and then in verse 6 his mouth from his mouth comes knowledge
那第六节就是 知识和聪明从他口而出
you when you've got time just go through Proverbs and underline every time these three come together sometimes they're very close together sometimes there's a little few verses between them but they're always there together
如果你有时间你来读箴言你可以把这三个名词圈起来他们有的时候很接近有时候就是稍微有点分开
but fundamentally basically they reflect the Godhead they reflect the very character of the Trinity
但是基本来说这就来反映主他是一个三而一的神
and that is why they're not always together in that particular order
那这就是为什么他不一定是照这个次序出现
We automatically say Father, Son, Holy Spirit
我们通常都讲父子圣灵
As if the Father is different from the Son and the Son from the Spirit They're degrees of greatness
好像这个他们伟大的程度不一样是父然后子然后圣灵
But it's not They're all equal
他们是同等
and they can be referred to interchangeably
他们有时候是可以互换
That's the marvelous thing about the Trinity, the Godhead
这就是三而一神一个很奇妙的点
There are three people who are equal to each other and yet different from each other
有三位他们是同等的但是却是不同的
The Father has His will The Son has His will The Spirit has His will
父有他的意志子有他的意志圣灵有他的意志
But the marvelous thing is that they all work together
但是很奇妙的是是他们一起
来工作 They work in perfect unity
是在完全的合一里面工作
Why is that?
为什么可以这样呢
Because they are each one other person centered
因为他们都是以别的为中心
They are notfighting for their rights claiming their rights in any way whatever
他们不是以自我为中心他们不是为自己要来征战
The Father loves the Son and has given everything to the Son
父爱子把一切都给他
The Son loves the Father does everything the Father wants him to do
子爱父来听从父做父所吩咐的每一件事
No independent spirit there
在这里没有独立的灵
And the Spirit glorifies the Son
然后圣灵来荣耀子
It's a marvelous picture of how to dwell in unity
这是一幅很美丽的图画讲到如何在合一里面来同住
And it's only when we begin to think of ourselves and our ideas and our rights
但是当我们想到自己讲到自己的权利
That unity is destroyed and the building does not get built.
这样合一就被 合一就被破坏，这个建筑就不能被建造。
And so that's the first lesson that we get from this important Trinity that is involved in the building.
这就是我们要学的第一个功课，就是从这完美的一个三而一的合一。
And then I find that it is a trinity of different gifts or gifts bound up in persons.
那我也发现这也是讲到有许多的恩赐这样也是三而一的神放在一起。
By wisdom, a house is built.
借着智慧。
That means the foundations are laid, the whole basic structure is there.
借着智慧这根基就被立定。
That is the work of the apostles.
这是使徒的工作。
Not too many of them, thank God. We don't need too many.
没有很多的使徒，感谢主，我们不需要很多的使徒。
Especially people who imagine themselves to be apostles, they are very deadly. Avoid them.
如果自己以为使徒的，这是很危险的。
But of course, the church is built, as Ephesians will tell us, on the apostles.
当然，以弗所是告诉我们，这样。将被建造在使徒的根基上。
the understanding word
讲到聪明
relates, I believe, to pastors, shepherds.
我想到是讲到牧师。
We were considering last night that wonderful example of David being the one who was began his life in the field and ended up in the palace.
昨天我们讲到一个很美的故事，就讲到大卫，他从羊开始，但是最后却到神的殿。
He was a pastor. He was a shepherd king.
他是一位牧人，是一位牧羊的君王。
And we desperately, the church desperately over all the world needs pastors.
教会在全普世的教会何等的急切的需要牧人。
Men who understand. Men who can enter into people's problems and sufferings without judgment.
这些人，他们能够认识别人的问题，而不来论断人。
Understand is a very practical and interesting word.
能够来知道人的情形是一个非常实际而且重要的。
Many people overstand the Bible, and that's why they don't understand it.
有很多人，他们以为他们都明白圣经，他们放在自己放在圣经的上面。
If I put the Bible down there and do this, it's under me.
如果把圣经放在地上，这就是在我之下。But
if I come to the Bible and I stand under there, I am understanding it.
但是我把圣经放在我的下面，在英文里面就是说，这就是明白，是。Now
that also applies to many relationships.
这也应用到我们许多的关系。
Especially husbands understanding their wives.
特别是讲到丈夫，他们以为自己知道妻子。
And wives understanding their husbands.
或者是妻子怎样来认识丈夫。
There are many, many examples I could give you, but I won't embarrass you. Otherwise, you'll be thinking that I tell stories of my experiences in visiting so many, many dear saints in their homes.
我可以告诉你们很多很多的故事，但是我不想让你们为难。
But I know how easy it is to fail to understand because we don't take time.
但是我们何等常常何等不容易来明白，因为我们不花时间。
And then comes the third contribution to this house, which is filling its rooms with junk.
然后讲到第三方面，是把这个房子充满着许多的垃圾吗？
What do you build your house with? Garage sales?
你怎样建造你的房子呢？你是借着一些车库的这种买卖吗？
Or do you go to Dillard's Police? JCPenney, Sears and Roebuck? Where do you get your stuff from?
或者你到百货公司去买东西呢?
Well, that's where, in order to have a most beautiful house, you need to have knowledge.
所以要有美好的房子，你必须要有知识。
And what does that reflect?
那知识是代表什么呢?
The need for teachers.
这是需要教师。
Because it's as we have teachers who can tell us the value of things, the quality of things, that we'll fill our house with that which is rare and beautiful.
因为教师可以来教导我们哪些是好的，我们可以让房子里面充满着各样美好的财物。
Not everything that is rare is beautiful.
并不是所有稀有的东西都是美丽。
Oh, I'm very interested in the world of antiques.
我非常对古董非常有兴趣。
Somebody will show me, oh, this is 500 years old.
有些人拿一个东西给我看,
very valuable.
说这是500年的古董,
but it looks just like a bit of junk. If it was junk 500 years ago, it's still junk.
但是我觉得这个是500年前它是没有什么价值的，像垃圾一样，现在还是一样。
Its beauty is in its intrinsic value.
美丽是一个内在的一个品质。
But we need teachers when it comes to spiritual treasures, to those exceeding riches of glory We need the teachers to tell us what they are.
但是讲到属灵的事，讲到神何等大的荣耀，我们需要有教师来教导我们。
Otherwise, we can be so easily deceived with what is superficial.
要不然的话，我们会被一些很表面的东西所欺骗。
I suppose this pulpit looks to you a nice bit of oak, does it?
我想这个讲台好像是橡木做的。
I can tell you it's not.
我可以告诉你它不是的。
I see what's here behind it.
因为我看到这个。里面是什么?
Many, many imitations, especially in the world of the spiritual, that can be deceptive. They look good, but they're not with any kind of value or substance.
特别在属灵的事，有很多假冒的，看起来是好，但是却不是真实。
So we have in this trilogy, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, we have apostles, pastors, teachers.
所以讲到智慧讲到聪明讲到知识就好像讲到使徒讲到牧师讲到教师
And they're all different.
都不同
I think of the three great leaders in the New Testament church. Three great men.
我想到说在新约的
Paul. What does Paul show us of the nature of God?
讲到新约三位领袖，那像保罗，他是反映哪一方面呢
？Well, his theme was the God of grace.
他的主题就是神是恩典的神。
You learn your marvelous lessons of grace from Paul.
你学到恩典是从保罗的书信里面。
Peter, number two, what do we learn from him?
我们从彼得学到什么呢
？Well, he was the action man. He was the doer.
他是一个做工的。
Made mistakes, and all doers make quick people who do things quick make mistakes, but they get over them. Don't be defeated.
很多喜欢很快做事的，常常犯很多的错误。
And we have a very different character with the Apostle Peter.
他跟使徒彼得是非常不同的。
And when we come to John, well, how do you identify John? He is the Apostle of what? Love.
那约翰呢他是怎样的使徒呢
oh,
是爱的使徒
oh, That's what we all like, isn't it?
我们都喜欢是不是
Many people, they prefer John to Paul
有些人喜欢约翰但是不那么喜欢保罗
But the three are necessary if the house is going to be built for the Lord
但是三位都是重要都是必须的如果这个房子要被神来建造
Now I want to turn to an expansion of the idea of wisdom.
那我还要继续来多讲到关于智慧。
It comes number one in the list.
这是讲到三个性质的头一个。
And it is very important to understand its, well, it's necessary to understand its importance.
我们要认识它的重要非常的关键。
Wisdom will be reflected in the design of the house.
智慧可以反映在房子的设计。
The understanding of the terrain where it's going to be built.
我们要知道这房子是建造在什么样子的一个土壤的上面。
Not Florida, thank God. You're not going to use much. You don't use much wisdom if you build yourself a house on the coast of Florida.
如果你要在佛罗里达海岸盖房子，那就是有危险的。
Or some areas of the world where they have volcanoes or earthquakes.
或者是靠近火山的地方，你不在那里盖房子。
So it's necessary to know the kind of area in which you're working.
所以你必须要知道你要建筑房子的那个附近的地形。
Ephesians will reflect quite a lot of that.
在以弗所书特别提到这方面。
And then thirdly is the materials that are necessary to be understood to build a stable, secure house.
那第三方面就讲到你要用什么材料来建造一个稳固的房子。
And so we find that wonderful verse. I want us to just look back once again, 1 Chronicles 22, concerning David.And his great burden for the house of the Lord.
所以我们还要再翻回到历代志上22章。
David, a shepherd king, who lived so much of his life in caves and in the wilderness.
大卫是一位牧人，但他成为君王，他花很多的时间，生活在一个山洞里。
Long for a house in which he could live.
他很盼望能够居住在一个房子里。
But he more than that longed for a house in which God could live.
但是胜过这些的是他还想要为神盖一个房子。
His first concern was really the Lord.
他最大的心愿是为着主。
And in verse 5 of chapter 22 of 1 Chronicles.
在历代志上22章第5节。
He says, My son Solomon is young and inexperienced.
他说我的儿子所罗门是年轻没有经验。
Not very flattering, but true.
他没有来高抬他，但是真实的。
And when he comes to writing his Proverbs, his book of Proverbs, he doesn't show very much wisdom because he made a fool of himself by marrying 700 wives and 300 girlfriends.
当他写的箴言的时候，他我们知道他也并没有很多智慧，他娶了700个妻，有300个妃嫔。
And ended up by writing the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后他最后写了传道书。
Where he just despairs that everything's hopeless.
然后他就发现这一切都是没有盼望。
Why, Solomon, have you forgotten Proverbs 24?
我们会对所罗门说，你难道忘了箴言二十四章吗？
Anyway, David knew his son.
但是大卫认识他的儿子。
And he says, the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence.
那他就说，我要为神造的殿宇。
A fame and glory in the sight of all the nations. That's verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. We're looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
Okay.历代志上二十二章第五节第六节，就是讲到神要所罗门要给神造的殿宇。
And then he goes on to say, of course, how he prepares all the treasures, all the valuable materials to build this house.
然后他就讲到说，大卫怎么样预备这些宝物来建造这个神的殿。
So back to Proverbs.
然后再回到箴言。
And we go back to chapter 9, which is linked with these verses in chapter 24.
Yeah, 然后就讲到这个。
And we read something now more of the details of the house that is being built and should be built.
我们就讲到这个房子应该怎样来被建造。
Let us read chapter 9.
我们来读第箴言第九章。
Wisdom has built her house. Verse 1. You got that, Jack?
Yes. 第九章第一节，智慧建造房屋。
She has hewn out its 7 pillars.
凿成七根柱子。
She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table.
宰杀牲畜，调和止酒，摆设宴席。
She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city.
打发使女出去，自己在城中至高处呼叫。
Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment, come and eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed.
说谁是愚蒙人可以转到这里来，又对那无知的人说，你们来吃我的饼，喝我调和的酒。
Question: Why is it that wisdom is used in the feminine tense, in the feminine gender?
我就在想说，为什么智慧是用女性的这样子的身份来讲话呢？
Why does it refer to wisdom as she, not he?
为什么智慧是用这个女生的名词来称呼，不是用男的呢？
Well, I'll give one little bouquet to the women. They're the more wise sometimes. Listen to your wives, brothers.
也许女生比较聪明，所以丈夫们要听妻子的。
What do we find then about this house that's being built by wisdom?
我们讲到这个房子被智慧来建造是怎样的呢？
Well, first, it is very secure.
头一个就是非常的安全。
It's not going to fall down.
非常坚固，不会倒塌。
It's been built on the rock.
因为是在磐石上建造。
Because it has seven pillars.
这里讲到有七根柱子。
That speaks to me of a very big house, and it speaks to me of a very strong house.
讲到是一个很大的房子，也是很坚固的房子。
How do I know that? Well, what does the Bible tell us about pillars?
我怎么知道呢？圣经怎么样讲到柱子呢？
Remember the story of Samson.
你记得参孙的故事吗？
When he had fallen away and been deceived by Delilah, and he was there blind, and he's come to the end of his life.
当他被大力拉欺骗，然后后来他也失明，交到他生命的最后。
And they're having a big party at this house.
在这个房子里面有很大的宴会。
And there are 3,000 people on the roof.
有3,000人在屋顶上。
That's a big house. That's a tough house. That's a strong house, isn't it?
是一个很大很坚固的房子。
And here's Samson between the two pillars. It only says there were two that supported this house.
我们知道圣经讲参孙在这两根柱子的中间
and he just pushes these pillars right out and the whole thing collapses like Twin Towers did, I'm sorry
然后这个他就把柱子推出来那整个房子就倒塌像那个双塔
Oh, you know there are many stories in scripture in the Bible I would have loved to have had a video of
我想到圣经上很多的故事我都希望他们有录影带
And I would have loved a video of this house all coming down with these thousands of people there whom God vindicated Samson and brought in his own judgment sorry, sad but it's what happened
我看到在最后的时候那神就来审判这些
And then you find that the pillars in the New Testament are men.
然后你在新约里面发现到这些柱子就是人。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul refers to his visiting Jerusalem.
然后在哥罗西书加拉太书里面他就讲到说他们去访问耶路撒冷
and he met Peter and James who were reputed to be pillars of the church there in Jerusalem
他遇见基法跟雅各是教会的柱子
so the lesson we learn from this house is that it is secure and it is strong
我们来学到教会的功课就是它是非常的坚固安全的
And secondly, we learn that it is very spacious. It's got seven pillars instead of two.
那我们也看到它是很宽大的，因为有七根柱子，而不是两根。
The reason for that is explained a bit later.
那原因是什么？我们以后再解释。
God's house has got room for us all.
主的房子，它对我们每个人都有地方。
There's room in God's house.For everybody who comes, and there's a welcome.
在神的家里面，每一个人都有位置，都有住处，而且都被欢迎。
Let me say, if you're sitting here this morning, and you're not a Christian, you have never come to God's house, you've never come to the Lord where He is, then He invites you to come now, and there is room for you in His house.Which is so wonderful.
如果你还没有信主，早晨就是一个机会，神要邀请你到他的家，在他的家为你有住处。
You don't have to be clever.
你不需要很聪明。
You don't have to be good.
你不甚至不需要很好。
Because he says, "Let all who are simple come here."
因为这里讲到说，谁是简单的，谁是愚蒙的，可以来这里。
You may not know much about religion.
你对于宗教也许不是很认识
That's a good thing.
这是好事
You may not know much about Christianity
你对基督教也许不太认识
You're blessed
但是你是蒙福的
But if you come to the Lord Jesus You come to God himself the Father Then you will find acceptance and room in his house
但是你若来到主耶稣到天父的面前你就会被接纳在那里有为你预备的住处
The fourth thing that I find here about this house, no, it's the third thing. about this house is that it's very generous.
在第三点讲到这个房子，我们发现它是非常的慷慨。
The table is already spread with lots and lots of very nice food.
因为已经有宴席被摆设，有许多好的食物。
Not cheap food, not junk food from that. No, I mustn't say anybody.
不是便宜的，不是这些像垃圾食物。
Oh, she's prepared her meat and mixed her wine.
这边讲到宰杀牲畜，调和脂酒。
I don't know how that fits in with your theology, but can't worry about that. But that was what this house was like that Solomon is describing here.
这就是所罗门来讲到这个家的一个这个房子的情形。
The table is full.
这个桌子坐满了人。
And let us stop at that point because that's very important too. The focal point of this house is a table.
在这个家里面的中心就是有一个宴席的桌子。
Not a television.
不是电视。
What's the focal point in your house?
你家的中心是什么呢？
How do you have your meals together as a family?
你们全家一起吃饭的时候是怎么样吃呢？边看电
Watching the box.
边看电视边吃吗？
No, in God's house, the very center, the focal point, is a table.
在神的家，这个中心就是桌子。
David said, "Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
大卫说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
Yeah? You don't think there's time to sit down and have you use a knife and fork. Well, you don't use knife and forks here, but anyway.
你虽然不用刀叉，但是你们要坐下来。
But when God is preparing the table, the enemy, well, they can be quiet for a bit.
当神在预备宴席的时候，他让仇敌能够安静。
Oh, how we've enjoyed, those of us who've been here this morning, enjoyed the table of the Lord.
早晨我们在这里我们何等享受主的桌子
because it speaks oh it tells us so much of this wonderful house this building that God is building not with hands but for his glory
在这里讲到神在建造他的教会不是用人手所造乃是这样是他自己建造何等的荣耀
wisdom has built her house
智慧建造房屋
by wisdom the house is built it
借着智慧，房子便建造。
And then I want to just stop with this thought here of the seven pillars.
我还要再停在这个七根柱子上。
Those seven pillars. Well, pillars can be also, apart from being supports, girders to hold the house up, they can also be for beauty. They can also be for a very nice.Appearance.
这个柱子除了它能够支撑房子以外，它也是让房子变成非常美丽的。
The Greeks were great at building buildings with these huge pillars.
希腊人他们造建筑物的时候有很高的柱子。
Go to the Gulf and visit some of these palaces, and you'll find that they've got lots of very ornate pillars.
在阿拉伯湾，你看到他们盖宫殿的时候，这些柱子都是雕镶一些美
，which create a very good impression，
很美丽的，非常看起来非常舒服。
Well, we're not talking really. Real heart of the subject is not a material house, but a spiritual one. And so it must have some spiritual meaning.
但是我们讲到不是地上物质的建筑，是属灵的。
Where do we find the seven pillars of wisdom in the New Testament.
在新约圣经，我们怎么找到这个智慧凿成的七根柱子呢？
They're there.
在哪里呢？
But where are they to be found? Anybody tell me?
有人能够告诉我吗？
Okay, I won't embarrass you. James chapter 5, James chapter 3.
是在雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3, verse 13 Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢?
Here's these two qualities brought together.
有智慧有见识放在一起。
Wise and understanding.
像有智慧有聪明一样。
Let him show it by his good life.
就将当智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
By deeds done in the humility that come from wisdom.
要在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行。
You'd think that wisdom would make us proud, wouldn't you?
你想智慧会让我们骄傲。
Oh, he's a very wise man. You'd feel so very big.
我们讲到一个人很有智慧。
No, real wisdom comes from humility, or humility comes from wisdom.
真正的智慧却带来谦卑。
But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual or psychical, and of the devil. That's spiritual.
接下来讲到说，你们心里若怀苦毒、嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的。
That is the opposite trinity to the Godhead.
这是跟三而一的神是相反。
Trinity of evil.
这是三而一的邪恶。
It's earthly. It's psychical, not spiritual, and it's demonic. It's of the devil.
是属地的属情欲的属鬼魔的、
for where you have envy and selfish ambition there you find disorder and every evil practice
在何处有嫉妒纷争就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事
and you do many churches many groups I know where there's fighting where there's envy there's jealousy and they'reWhole life is in chaos.
真的是这样，在许多的地方有嫉妒纷争，就有扰乱和混乱。
What is the answer?
答案是什么呢
？The wisdom that comes from above, not from below.
答案就是从上头来的智慧。
What that tells us here in verse 17.
从十七节告诉我们
，The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure.
从上头来的智慧先是清洁
That's pillar number one
这是第一根柱子
Peace loving Pillar number two
然后和平温良
Considerate or gentle Pillar
number three 柔
顺
是第三根柱子
Submissive
Pillar
number four
柔顺是第四根柱子
Full of mercy and good fruit.
满有怜悯，多结善果。
Number five is impartial.
第五根，没有偏见。
And finally, number seven is sincere.
是一个诚实的，没有假冒。
Now, there are various words in English that translate what is there in the original. They vary quite a bit.
在英文里面的翻译，就是有一些变化。
But they all have a very important aspect as to what makes the house what it should be.
但是都讲到这个家应该成为怎么样的，都是很重要的点。
What gives it its character?
最重要的是他的性情。
What makes it attractive to those who are wayfarers and seeking rest?
对于这些在寻找安息的人，最重要的是什么呢
？First of all, it's pure.
首先是清洁。
No hidden motives.
没有隐藏的动机。
No insincerity.
没有一些诡诈。
Well, I'm jumping to number seven. But anyway, what is pure is something that is not mixed with what is not correct. It's mixed with imitations.
清洁就是没有掺杂的，没有假冒的。
You know, when you come into a house and somebody says, "Oh, it's wonderful to see you," and with a big bear hug.
如果你进到一个人家里面，他说，哦，很高兴看到你，就给你一个很大的拥抱。
But in their hearts, they're saying, "I hope you're not going to stay too long."
但心里面却想说，希望你不要待太久。
You get some like that, don't you? Oh, it's wonderful.
有些人的反应是这样。
No, not in this house. The pillar of purity means that you are what you are.
不是的，在神的家不是这样。清洁就是说你是怎样就是怎样。
Pillar number two is peace loving.
第二个是和平爱。
You know, some people they want to sort it out with their brothers or sisters. They want to have a fight. They want to talk it out. We've got to get this thing settled.
有些人他对弟兄人讲说，我们要解决这件事情。
I'm going to tell him what I think.
我要告诉他我怎么想。
Yes, I know he's wrong, and what I'm saying is absolutely true, but I'm going to put him right.
呀，我讲的是都是对，我要把它写下来。
You will not succeed in peace loving at all, producing peace.
这样的话，你不会成功，你不会有和平。
Because there are other pillars which will correct that, which we'll see as we go.
因为还有其他的柱子。
Peace loving, oh, for people who come without criticism.
如果爱好和平，就是没有批判，没有批评。
Yeah, you know, you can sense people who come into your house and they don't like the curtains and they don't like the furniture and you feel they're just a little bit critical.
有些人到你的家里面，你发现他们不喜欢你的窗帘或者家具。
Doesn't produce anything that brings glory to God.
这样不能够带给神荣耀。
Third thing is gentle.
第三件是温良。
What's your Chinese word for what we have either gentle or considerate or courteous?
是温柔或者很体贴、很体谅，或者是很有礼貌。
Does it convey?
It's
gentle. Yeah, gentle is important. You know, what was the qualification that the Lord Jesus had as a psychotherapist?
我想主耶稣若是像是心理治疗师的话，他最大的特质是什么？
Yeah, when he was offering peace, when he was offering rest, freedom from stress.
当他给他们平安，给他们安息的时候。
He didn't say I'm a graduate of Cornell or Harvard.
他不是说我是从康奈尔大学或者是哈佛大学毕业的。
He says I am meek and gentle, gentle of heart, humble and gentle.
他说我的心里柔和谦卑。
That's the qualification that's needed in order to help people and fit them together.
要能够帮助别人的品质就是要这样。
The Lord was a perfect gentleman.
主耶稣是一个完美的一个柔和的人。
He was not arrogant.
他一点都不自夸。
He was not aggressive.
他也不。
He didn't push himself first.
他没有把自己放在
第一位。Especially when the table was loaded with good food, he didn't got first in his plate.
特别是桌子都充满着各样美好的食物，他不是第一个冲上去用。
He stood back. You go first.
而是说你请你先
用。Oh, I know people may laugh at you. They may think you're a little bit strange if you have that kind of habit. But I can tell you, it is something that is really appreciated by God Himself.
有些人如果你有这样的心情，他们会取笑你，但是神确实会很夸奖你。
Pillar number four, the word that I have in my Bible is submissive.
第四根柱子是柔顺。
That means the spirit of love, giving way to one another.
就是一个爱的灵，我们彼此顺服。
You may disagree with one another on different things, but you don't have to fight. You don't have to express it with a result in breakdown and disunity.
也许我们不见得看法都一致，可是我们不需要争竞，我们不需要有分裂。
When we're prepared to let others have their way, their view, we don't lose anything. We don't lose anything. We gain.
如果我们让别人的意见能够成就，我们没有损失任何。
Because it's an essential pillar of this house of God.
因为这是神家柱子的一个
关键。Compassionate. Pillar number five is compassionate. Do you have that one?
第五跟作者是多有蛮有怜悯。
That means you don't think of people's mistakes, their sins, what they've done. You think of them in terms of forgiveness. You think of them in terms of being human and weak.
当人有罪的时候，你不是常常想到他是有罪的，而是你想到他是软弱的。
This pillar sees beyond the mistakes and the failures, beyond the problems.
有怜悯就来看超过错误，看过超过问题。
Where do we get a good illustration of that kind of spirit, that kind of principle, that kind of pillar?
我们有什么样的例子可以来印证这个怜悯呢？
Well, I think the story of the father of the prodigal son is a perfect example.
我想这浪子的比喻的父亲就是一个最好的例子。
When did that father forgive his son?
什么时候这个父亲来饶恕这个儿子呢？
Only when he sent his text message or email, I am sorry, I'm repentant, I've done all these things wrong. Okay, boy, come home, we'll receive you.
是因为这个儿子跟他的父亲送电子邮件说对不起，我犯错了，是这时候父亲才原谅他吗？
He didn't have email.
那时候没有电子邮件。
He couldn't communicate, but he came home.
而是这个儿子回家。
And what did the father do?
父亲怎么做呢？
Well, boy, we must sort this out. We've got to discuss what you did wrong, what you owe me, and all this.
说孩子，我们要来讨论讨论，看你做错什么，你还欠我什么吗？
No. He was the evidence of his repentance was the fact that he came home.
他回家就是代表他悔改。
But here was a heart of compassion, ready to forgive, ready to understand. That's where understanding comes in.
而是这父亲有一个心，准备好了要来饶恕，准备好了他知道他孩子的情形。
One verse, I've had a big family problem in recent months. One verse has come to me again and again and again.
我最近家庭里面有一些问题，但是有一节圣经一再的出现。
It's a verse which is in the Old Testament referring to Israel who God had to judge very, very heavily and send them many, many trials and troubles.
讲到旧约神必须要审判以色列人，给他们带来许多许多的难处。
And it says, God was moved with the misery of Israel. God was distressed.At the misery his people were in, let us for it.
他就讲到神把这许多的忧愁、许多的难处放在他子民的当中。
And I believe one of the most painful experiences a father and mother can have is to see their children or one of their children suffering through their foolishness and through their sin.
父母最难。受的事情就是看到他们的孩子们因为他们无知他们愚蒙他们受着许多的苦。
Oh for the pillar of compassion.
而这个怜悯的柱子。
Number six, impartial. Got that one?
第六根柱子是什么呢？
How does that come in China?
没有偏见。
It's important. It's a very important one because we can be very, very moved by prejudice, racially prejudiced.
有时候我们有很多的偏见，譬如有种族的偏见。
It's not always easy to be truly impartial.
很难没有偏见。
But and to be utterly fair, to know what to do. That's where wisdom is required.
但是需要有智慧，你才知道要怎么做。
And finally, sincere.
那最后就是一个很诚恳，没有假冒的。
No masks.
没有假冒，没有面具。
No mixture.
没有掺杂。
What you see is what you get. What is real?
你所看到的就是真实，就是它真实的情形。
Well, where do we get this kind of wisdom from? It comes from above.
从这样的智慧从哪里来呢？是从上头来。
But if we wanted to really find the answer to that, we need the next hour to have a look at 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2.
如果我们真是要知道这些明白这些要花一个钟头来看哥林多前书第一章第二章
The wisdom of the cross
是十字架的智慧
The wisdom of Christ
是基督的智慧
Christ is made unto us wisdom
基督成为我们的智慧
You don't have it yourself
我们在自己里面没有
You have to come to the Lord and say Lord I do not have this wisdom that gives me these qualities
我们必须要来到主面前说主啊我没有这样的智慧
Nor can it be found in me by myself
不能够从自己里面我自己里面没有这样的智慧
It comes by the Holy Spirit He's the Spirit of wisdom
而是从圣灵来智慧
But he is also the Spirit of Christ
是智慧的圣灵也是是基督的
And so really what it all ends up with is this.
那这个最后在哪里结束呢?
This house that we were referring to last night and now this morning.
这个家昨天晚上和今天早上讲到的。
Really, it ends up with being one thing.
它必须要讲到终结在一件事情。
It is a picture, it is the revelation of the image of Christ.
是一个图画是一个基督的启示
Here where everything is conformed to his image That is the house
所有一切都要磨成基督的形象这就是这个家
But of course there's a lot of practical steps to get there, isn't there?
但是我们有许多步骤在实行上我们要来操练
We've been trying to tease out from this wonderful part of the book of Proverbs
我们从箴言来看这些这个建造
So let us work together with our Lord in seeing that His house is built here in HCA, in Houston, or wherever God has planted you.
我们就一起来看神怎么让在神的手中看他怎么样在休斯顿在 HCA 他来建造
May He help us just to do that.
愿主来帮助我们
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.